Lili Nishmas of Konimus Kamish Ben Revili Malach Shabbos Per Gyud Tes Mishnah Aleph Rebel Yezer Oimer Im Lohevi Kli Mi Erev Shabbos Mi Viyu B'Shabbos Megula. This is talking about Milo, and if you did not bring the Kli, let's say you didn't bring the knife on Erev Shabbos to Shul, or wherever you're doing the Bris Milo, so you should bring it on Shabbos all the way out in the open. And the Mefarshim explained, the Rav explains, is in order to show how chav of the mitzvah mila is. The Torah says, b'yom hashmini, that even if it's on Shabbos, we do bris mila, and it's doicha Shabbos. And in order to show how chav and precious it is, we do it out in the open, that everybody sees that we're mechal Shabbos for bris mila. Uvisakana, but in the time of sakana, michaseu al pi edim. You do it discreetly, but it should also be done through edim, because people should know that what you're carrying is not stam guy carrying on Shabbos. They shouldn't be choshed that a person's carrying on Shabbos. They should know when they're edim that the edim will say that this is that he's carrying for a bris mila. So therefore, nobody will be choshed him. Taisus asks, why according to Beliezer would you bring the knife on Shabbos and be mechal Shabbos instead of bring the knife to the baby? Bring the baby to the knife, because the baby, if one would carry a baby, we have a concept of a chai noisias atzmo. So if chai is noisias atzmo, so it's not an issa d'oraisa. So carry the baby to the knife, and therefore you won't be mechal Shabbos. So Tosa says that regardless, it's going to come to the same thing, because after the bris is done, the baby's going to be a chola, and chola is like a din of kapus, like somebody that's tied up, where we don't say chai noisias atzmo. This gives another reason as well. One point also to bring up is that we had in the Mishnah just a few Mishnahs ago where we said that Isha Medadas Bina, that a woman, she's allowed to like aid her little baby walking, and it's Dafka, Rabbi Huda explained, when it's Noitel Achas Meniach Achas. But if the baby can't walk, it's Usur, because the mother would be raising the baby, and we said that it could be, Tais Yantiv there said that it would be an Issa D'Oraisa, because you would not say Chai Noisias Atzmo if the baby can't even walk. So you see, in that mission, it's not totally, and if the baby's sick or not, even if babies, sounds like it's a baby that almost can walk, it's just dragging its legs. We're not dealing with a baby that's just one day old, and yet you don't say Chai Noisias Atzmoy. So something to think about. Mishnah continues. Vodom Rebbe Eliezer, Carson Eitzim, Lasos Pechomim, Lasos Kli Barzo. So this is Rebbe Eliezer's famous Shita, the Machshirei Mila, making the things that are needed to do a Bris Mila, those things themselves are Doicha Shabbos. So even creating the Kalim to do a Bris Mila, those are also Doicha Shabbos. So like Rabbi Eliezer says, Vodor Amar Eliezer, Karsin Eitzim Lasas Pechomim, one is allowed to cut wood, cut trees, in order to make coals, Velasas Kli Barzel, and to make iron Kalim, to do a Bris Mila, that one can make the Mila knife. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva argues, Rabbi Akiva holds, obviously everybody holds, that one can do a bris mila on Shabbos. But Rabbi Akiva says, any malacha she'ef shalasoy semeyev Shabbos, if the malacha you were able to do on Erev Shabbos, ain't a deicha se'Shabbos, then it's not deicha Shabbos. So for example, like Rav explains, machshirei mitzvah, since it's possible to do them Erev Shabbos, to make a knife Erev Shabbos, it's not deicha Shabbos for bris mila. V'she'ef shalasoy semeyev Shabbos, deicha se'Shabbos. But something that's impossible to do Erev Shabbos, which is the Bris Mila itself, that is Doicha Shabbos. And the Rav says, Allah is like Rabbi Akiva.